Tijdsredenen kan dit gesprek opgenomen worden. Gelieve aan de telefonist te melden indien u dit niet wenst.
You're in the beer drinking hours.
Yeah. Well, maybe you are too. I don't know.
No, I was just sitting down there with my rice bubbles. So it's the other time of the day. yeah, well, I suppose it's appropriate that you should be drinking beer, you know, given your music's kind of that sort of thing, isn't it? Or no?
I
was just listening to your album the other day, and it struck me that it's not what I would call folk music. It's kind of, you're quite experimental in there.
Thank you. If that's a good thing. I hope so. We all grew up as folkies, but we've all got a big love of experimental music and trying to make noises that we haven't made before. It is something that we're interested in, certainly.
Well, one thing that struck me is that the folk scene in the UK seems to be so, I don't know, it's so ingrained, whereas over here it's one of those things that's come back into fashion, but it's always been there for the UK, hasn't it?
I think that it's more popular now here than it has been for a long time. I think since the big revival in the 60s, there's been a lot of folk music around here, but there's a new wave of interest in folk music going on at the moment, and certainly it seems kind of trendy over here, which is a bit of a surprise to us folkies, but no, you know, we're not complaining. That's a good thing. The name means it comes from Orkney and Shetland, which are the North Isles of Scotland, so kind of almost halfway between Scotland and Norway. And Chris, the guitar player from the band, comes from Orkney, and the word Lao means light or fire. It's quite an old-fashioned word now, but people still say it.
So Lao my fire.
Exactly. Well, you would say, do you have a Lao for my cigarette?
Oh, really?
Or something's caught a Lao, you know.
Oh, I see. Oh, that's appropriate, because your music's not exactly quiet. It's got a bit of an edge to it. and so how did the band come together?
We all live in Edinburgh, although none of us really come from Edinburgh, and there's a very exciting scene in Edinburgh for kind of modern folk music, or however you want to call it, people that are interested in pushing the edges of folk music, and that drew us all to this town, and we started playing in pub sessions and things like that, and like I think is the case with a lot of these things, you find one that seems to work and you kind of carry on with it.
So it's been going. How long's the band been going now?
2007 was the first album.
Right.
So my maths isn't great. 5 years.
Yeah,
6 years.
You were saying about the revival of the folk scene. I've been talking to a lot of American musicians lately, and although they don't sort of admit up front, I think they've acknowledged that the need to look at roots music again as a way of reclaiming a country's identity, especially since we've just had all the economic crisis. You guys have had the Olympic Games, which has probably helped. Do you think the revival of the folk scene has something to do with that, about that reclaiming of identity, reclaiming of place?
I'm not sure. In Scotland, specifically, there's a great interest in national self-determination right now. As you and your listeners may know, there's a very strong movement for independence from Britain in Scotland at the moment, and that makes for people to kind of look at Scottishness and examine what you know, what they think Scottishness is a bit more. I think perhaps that has something to do with it in Scotland, but in England, where there's also a kind of resurgence of folk music, I'm not sure what draws people in. Something that I have noticed is there are a lot more people going to open mic nights and playing. There are a lot more people kind of singing and playing the guitar, like in that huge boom of folk clubs in the 60s when Dylan and Joe Myers, you know, of that era, people, one of the things people seem to really want to do was have a go themselves. We're seeing a lot of that, and I think that's fantastic.
Yeah, I guess it is. Is the scene, so the scene is quite alive, despite the fact that large retail record chains like HMV have just fallen over and things like that.
I think they're possibly connected. I think that the death of the record industry has resulted in some really positive things for the live music scene. I think one of the things maybe that makes people want to go and play open mic nights and play themselves is the fact that there's an excess of music available for free. You know, recorded music is not like people have 5 or 6 LPs on a shelf and they go through them in rotation. We've all got access to as much free music as we can consume. So I think maybe that pushes people out into live music and going to see live music and making music yourself have got a certain value that they, you know, these are unique experiences. You go and see a show, that's, you can't digitise that, you know.
Well, that's true. Let's talk about your unique experience. What can we expect from a band like yourselves when we see you at WOMAD?
We are particularly excited by festival sets in general. One of the things about being at a festival is you're not starting a night from cold. You're not warming an audience up. It's such a great... People are in the middle of having a great weekend and you go on, you know, that's a very exciting thing for any band. And we're really happy with the sound that we're making at the moment. So we feel kind of battle-ready shows. And so the idea of going out and playing them to some people, I should imagine, you know, either a huge majority or nobody has ever seen this band before. That's an exciting thing for us. We have to meet some more people and... it's going to be sunny, and that's an exciting thing as well.
Well, yes, hopefully it is. It's always been sunny there. One of the things I want to talk to you about your sound is, am I right in thinking you've got a number of traditional and more electronic instruments in there?
Acoustic instruments are a fiddle, accordion, and guitar, and they're the only folky instruments on the stage. And there's a little bit of electric piano, a little bit of well, and then there's quite a lot of use of effects. We work very closely with an engineer, and we've had the same engineer for a long time, and that's helped us really make this into one unit that makes... We're very confident about the sound that we're making now, and especially at a festival when you don't have much time to set up, that's something that...
Yeah.
It's a great feeling to know when you're starting that gig that it's going to sound great.
Yeah, that's true. You say confidence, yet the name of your album's called Race the Loser.
Yes, it is, yeah.
That would be Northern Irony going on there, no doubt.
Well, it came up from... I'm sure you have the same tradition, but you play pool in the pub and it's always winner stays on. And but why do you want to play the winner? This seems like the least... sensible person to play, so it makes more sense to us, you know.
Take on the easiest guy, not the hardest guy.
Exactly, yeah.
So, I've noticed some of your songs are quite observational. You sort of sing about somebody doing something and where they're going. But it's not in the sort of folk scene, like there are no gnomes or any sort of, you know, magical mystery tours or anything. It's quite real stuff, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I think that they're folky in that having some kind of story element, even if it's not a direct narrative element, is important. And having something to say, I mean, it's Chris that writes the lyrics, but having something to say is important to him. I don't think that kind of fantasy edge that kind of got picked up by prog and stuff like that is not really something that we've ever delved into. And I'm not sure how much of that there is in general. I think it's a bit more gritty and real, most of the folk music that's been made at the moment.
Yeah, well, you've got an opportunity down here to turn that round, of course, because you won't be too far away from Hobbitville.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I've been thinking practically not mentioning Lord of the Rings. So.
Now, how could you not? That's true. If you wear a cloak or something, you'll fit right in. Yeah, Martin, it's been great talking to you, and we're really looking forward to seeing you down here. And, bring all your instruments. We'll make sure you're part of our great vast menu of things on it, won't it?
Thanks very much. It's a pleasure to speak to you.
Great. See you down here.